Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoyed tonight's little story, you know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and complete satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can test ride your own fantasies absolutely for free. Now, you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. So if you're not already, get your butt in bed. Just put your earbuds in, loosen any clothing, and close your eyes. And just go ahead and surrender to the pleasure of my voice, caressing over and inside you. And when you're ready to surrender to sensuous pleasure, just go ahead and take a deep breath and hold it for a moment and then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice, and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. Alice stood at the bottom of the driveway. The river of white gravel led her eyes into the fading evening light toward the one thing she detested most, a party. Why the hell did she agree to come? Why was she even invited? This was apparently meant to be a meet and greet for all the new representatives in the council. She wasn't you, and she wasn't a representative. She was a librarian, for God's sake. Obviously, they'd been desperate to make up the numbers. And to make matters worse, someone had decided it should be a fancy dress party. What sort of sick individual decides to have a fancy dress party? What sort of weird individual agrees to go, having spent her lunch break in a fancy dress shop? She had chosen the one costume that seemed to maintain some dignity and not make her look too stupid. She looked at the parrot head on the umbrella firmly in the eyes, whispering, "What the fuck am I doing?" Adjusting her hat so the flowers were just off center, she flattened her long dress, pulled her jacket tight, and then took a deep breath before setting off up the gravel path to face her personal version of hell. The gentle blossom of the pussy willow trees lined the path. In the sensual light of the evening sun, they seemed to glow with a faint hue of pink, as almost as if they were lit up for the occasion. Eventually reaching the door, she sighed before raising the parrot head on the formidable umbrella and bringing it down heavily against the antique wood. The echo of the knock sounded far beyond the door. Alice held the umbrella mid-stroke as she listened to the footsteps approaching. Looking again at the parrot's head, she whispered, "You better look after me, Beaky." As the door swung open,
"Mary Poppins?"
the man behind the door inquired.
"Yes," Alice said, "from the library."
The man turned and made some faint gesture that she should come inside. Dipping her head, she moved into the house, closing the door behind her. Suddenly, out of the cool evening air, the polyester of the hired outfit caused a rush of heat along her thighs, forcing them to tighten as the sensation of a wet bead of perspiration drifted down her sensitive skin. With little other option, she followed the man up the corridor to a large pair of wooden doors,
that seemed to be positively bouncing with the noise beyond them. All Alice's worst fears were confirmed as he opened the doors. Too many people, too much noise, too much faux fun. She was desperate to get back amongst her books again, safe and quiet, away from all this noise, all these people. "The bar is free," he said, indicating a bar in the far corner. Feeling obliged, Alice left her guide behind and made her way around the perimeter of the room until she reached the bar. Leaning over the wet wood, she shouted as best she could at the bartender that she wanted a vodka and coke. Nodding, the tender returned a few moments later with a tall glass of what Alice could only presume was vodka and coke, and placed it on the wet bar in front of her. Turning to look at the throng of people in the room, she decided two things. Firstly, this really was her version of hell. And secondly, this was a complete waste of taxpayers' money, hiring a large old house just to massage the ego of a few representatives. Grabbing her drink, she took a swift sip of the alcohol before looking at the parrot once again and deciding that she could be at the party, even if she was in a different room. Sliding through a door at the far end of the room, Alice walked slowly down the darkened corridor, trying various doors. Eventually finding one unlocked, she slipped inside, relieved to see a spacious room with absolutely no one else inside. And the walls were lined with books. Okay, not as many as in her beloved library, but suddenly she felt a little more at home. A grand piano sat in the shadows, inviting Alice to sit down. Her fingers glided over the highly polished dark wood of the key lid. Many years ago, she had played the piano. Religiously, she had attended lessons twice a week. Of course, her motivation was helped by her piano teacher, also being her first crush, and the man that she would eventually give her virginity to. Placing her glass on a coaster on the wooden top, she lifted the key lid to expose the ivory of the keys beneath. And for the first time in 20 years, Alice pressed a key slowly. The pure sound of the note echoed around the room, taking Alice back to her youth. As she closed her eyes, immersing herself in that beautiful sound, she could feel his hands over hers again, guiding her fingers in such a strong yet sensual way. How he taught her to let her passion flow through her fingers, through the music. Her fingers caressed the keys, the music flowing back through her body. A passion coming to life that had been dormant for 20 years, suddenly burning like a wildfire in her body. Her fingers danced with determination and need. It had become impossible for Alice to distinguish between the polyester-induced perspiration and her own damp desire teasing at her inner thighs. Her feet pumped at the pedals, needing to express this desire, this need, this want. Her fingers ached with satisfaction as the music created by her fingertips resonated around the room. Suddenly there was no party, no representatives. There was just him and her again, and this beautiful music. The warmth of his breath caressed her neck, fueling her passion, her thighs tensing as the sensations vibrated through her body, raising her to a crescendo as he whispered, "You play beautifully." His voice deep and warm as it caresses Alice's ears, her neck, her breasts, her stomach, her. She gasps loudly as her eyes open widely, realizing the voice wasn't a memory. The voice was here and now. Turning her head, deep blue eyes held a gaze, a perfectly pink tongue caressing full smiling lips. "I guess you didn't want to be in the noisy party like me." His voice caressed her as he spoke, reinforcing the desire that had been sparked to life by the music.
No,
she whimpered, her eyes tracing his jawline, despite being hidden behind a smear of coal dust. I was outside when I heard you playing, and just had to come in. His hand moved to indicate the ajar doors. Alice felt a warm blush moving over her face, dipping her head in the sudden embarrassment of the intense attention of his gaze, the sudden realization of how her body was reacting in ways she had long since forgotten she could. "You look a little warm. Do you fancy taking a stroll in the evening air? The pussy willow blossom is looking beautiful tonight," he asked. Alice's embarrassment suddenly fueled by his concern, turning her blush into a glowing heat all over her body. "I guess," she said timidly. Standing up, he thrust his elbow out toward her, cheerfully saying, "I'm Jake from accounts, by the way." As she stood and looped her arm through his welcoming elbow, she responded, "I'm Mary, from Library Services." Alice giggled gently as he grabbed his chimney sweep brush from behind him and led her toward the doors of the garden. Pausing for a moment and breathing in the evening air as they stepped through the doors, the fragrances of the floral garden filling her every breath, caressing her senses in a most sensuous way. In her mind, she could still hear the music as they walked across the lawn, could still feel that passion, could still hear his voice, although they walked in silence, although the perspiration on her thighs stopped. She could still feel the warm heat of her desire burning between her legs. Walking along an avenue of pussy willow trees, Jack leaned over and snapped off a branch. "You can still smell the fragrance, even in the evening air," he said, caressing the gentle blossom under her nose. The sensation of the fragrance and the touch of the flowers sent a gentle tingle through Alice's body, igniting her passions further. As if being led on a leash, Alice's head followed the flowers as he caressed them over his lips. Finding his lips, she whimpered as he kissed her gently. His lips felt so full, so sensuous as they explored each other's mouths. Suddenly a wave of passion consumed Alice as their tongues embraced, the kisses becoming more firm, more passionate, more needy. Without realizing it, her hands were suddenly all over his chest, sliding between the buttons of his shirt, popping each one open as the pent-up frustration of 20 years flooded through her. Turning her, she found herself pressed against a tree, the rough bark rubbing her erect nipples through her jacket, Jack's erect cock pushing at the soft flesh of her ass. Alice reached behind her, squeezing his growing cock, stroking it through the soft material of his pants. His hand slid down her skirt, grasping the material and lifting it to expose her bare thighs to the cool kiss of the evening breeze. Pushing her ass back against him, she rubbed herself against his cock, displaying her need, her want. His lips furiously kissed at her neck as his fingers moved her silk French panties to one side, the icy cold caress of his fingertips forcing a groan from Alice's lips. Clutching at the tree, she pushed her ass hard back against him, inviting him inside, his hands roughly rubbing her ass, teasing her pussy through the soft material of her panties, before he stepped back, admiring her, stroking her ass with the pussy willow branch, before spanking her with it gently. The sensation was something quite new to Alice, the soft kiss of the blossom and the firm stroke of the branch, sending shockwaves of pleasure through her body. Alice parted her thighs, wanting, needing him inside her. Teasing her a little more, he stroked the pussy willow branch across her panties, along her wet folds, forcing her core to clutch tightly as the sensations moved through her body. Her pussy trembled at the caress of the blossom as it brushed over her clit. Was he only going to torment her? Alice wondered as her fingernails grasped at the rough bark, trying to control her desire. His hand grasped at her ass cheek, rubbing them roughly, before sliding his fingers along the silk material of her panties, teasing her lips before exploring her clit, rubbing it firmly. Suddenly the sensation of the tip of his cock was pressing hard against her pussy. Her lips felt tight as he pushed inside her. Stretching around his girth, his fingers grasped at her ass as he pounded deep and hard into her pussy, her feminine fragrance mixing beautifully with the scent of the evening flowers. Her pussy clutched hard at his stiff cock as his hands moved over her hips, pulling her back onto him, forcing himself deeper into her. And then suddenly, he pulled out, flipping her around. He lifted her leg around his waist, leaning back against the tree for stability. Alice wrapped her other leg around him, completely supported by the grip around his pelvis. The roughness of the bark caressing her back as he guided his cock inside her kneaded pussy. Kissing deeply, they held each other's gaze as she felt him fill her again, his fingers digging deep into her ass cheeks as they shared their moans. Alice's fingers dragged down his back to his ass, pulling him harder into her, his body tensing as desire burned behind his eyes. Her thighs tightened around him, squeezing hard as her pleasure rose, his body stiffening, tensing, as he pushes harder and harder inside of her, deeper and deeper, forcing the eruption of pleasure to move through her thighs, her stomach and pussy tensing in anticipation. And with one last hard thrust, Alice felt the warm streams of his cum filling her pussy as a low growl erupted from his lips, triggering her own orgasm to spread throughout her body. Needing more, she unwrapped her legs from around his waist, allowing his still throbbing cock to drop from her still wanting pussy. She whispered, "Lay down." Without waiting, Jack lay on the soft grass. Alice lifted her skirt and sat astride his face. Sliding her hands down his body, she grasped his aching cock, teasing it with her tongue, circling the tip of him before sliding her lips up and down his shaft, grasping his balls firmly. Determined to suck every last drop of cum from his beautiful cock, his moans turning her on even more. As she lowers her pussy onto his mouth, her pleasure growing again as his tongue flicks at her clit, sucking it, biting it, as his own cum drips from her pussy. As he sucked his cum out of her pussy, Alice rode his face roughly, accentuating the wildfire that burns through her body, his pelvis thrusting up into her mouth as cum continued to pulse from his erection, sucking every last drop from his cock. Alice's eyes tensed tightly around his head as her second orgasm erupts through her whole body, her toes curling, her moans growing louder along his shaft, before his cock suddenly erupted again, his warm cum shooting down her throat. Slowly, Alice slid her hips off his head. Turning, she straddled his stomach, holding his gaze as she whimpered. The sensation still throbbing deep inside her pussy, as she felt the firm plane of his stomach against her clit. Jack moved his lips into an easy smile, his mouth glistening with their pleasure, smiling back at him, as his hand traced up her arm, caressing her erect nipple, which sent another shockwave of pleasure trembling through her body. As his hand moved slowly up her neck, caressing through her long hair, before pulling her lips onto his, sharing the taste of their pleasure, the warm juices teasing along their tongues. Slow, long kisses as Alice's hand reaches down, feeling for his still trembling cock, gently stroking it, rubbing her thumb over the very tip of him. She grins as he squirms with an overload of sensations, moaning gently as she teases his head against her folds, feeling him harden again. She slides his growing erection into her pussy, slowly and gently riding him, as she feels him getting bigger and bigger, filling her again, laying along his body, just enjoying the sensation of her pussy being completely filled with his hard cock. She kisses him again, sucking the juices from his lips, sharing their mutual pleasure. After a long moment, immersed in the waves of pleasure moving between them, Alice looks deep into his eyes before whispering, "Do you fancy a dance then?" As she giggled mischievously, Jack grins back. "Well, Miss Poppins, I'm not sure I can even walk right now, so I will decline." So, I hope you've enjoyed that little story. Now, Friday is Lamb to the Slaughter's final outing on the podcast. And next week I've got the start of a new show. It's called Behind the Mic. Well, it is at the moment. That might change, of course. But at the moment, it's called Behind the Mic, which should give you a clue to what it's about. But I will tell you more next week. So, until Friday, I look forward to joining you in bed all over again, so we can get even wilder. You know you want to, don't you? But until then, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.